Community members at the Connecting William Street meeting say the Downtown Development Authority's process was flawed because it only asked what type of development people wanted, not if they would prefer a park on top of the underground parking structure. Alan Haber has advocated for a park on this site for several years.
It's certainly not in the best interest of the city to build everywhere. There should be a place in the center of town, sort of the town side, the town complement to the Diag. That is a place for us to gather that don't have to relate to the university, and people who have cultural problems with the snootiness of the university, or whatever their problem, or the closer to downtown.
Haber says it appears the DDA is slowly listening, but there has been a consistent voice for a park on the site. DDA Executive Director Susan Pale says she heard a lot of agreement for much of the draft proposal. Pale says the concerns raised about the green space issue will be shared next month with City Council when they present the draft proposal.
As we present, make it clear to Council there is not commonality. Our goal is to find the sweet spot. We don't want to polarize. We want to find the areas where we agree, and where we are going to agree, let's go forward. Where there's not agreement, let's talk about it more, and let's make sure we stay on it until we get to a place of agreement.
Pale says these are recommendations, not a final plan, which will ultimately be determined by the City Council. The DDA will hold another public meeting on the Connecting William Street draft proposal January 3rd. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.